Puerto Rico's Supreme Court has ruled today that the swearing-in of Governor Pedro Pierluisi was unconstitutional, and he must resign today. The U.S. territory has been in political turmoil for months, and that turmoil has spawned a lot of music. So let's do a Puerto Rico music edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. ¿Cómo te llamas, baby? Desde que te vi supe que eras pa' mí. Los expresa, los atraviesa con naturaleza. Mi sopa de letras empieza, abran la represa. Que llegó la pieza que falta en el rompecabezas. Que cantamos bien borracho. Joining us now is Marisol Lebrón, professor of Latino Studies at the University of Texas, Austin. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And we're also joined by Veronica Davila, who is a doctoral student at Northwestern University studying gender expression in reggaeton. They co-authored an article in the Washington Post called How Music Took Down Puerto Rico's Governor. Welcome to you as well, Veronica.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So you both write that music became a big part of how the former governor, Ricardo Rosselló, was ousted from office a couple of weeks ago. And after his resignation, people on social media were posting El Pereo Ganó or The Pereo Won. Explain what that is, what that means, what Pereo is and what people were saying.
Yeah, so what we saw during the protests was essentially a lot of young people, queer and feminist organizers, organizing around perreo, which is the dance associated with reggaeton music. So it's named perreo or like doggy style based on the kind of way that the dance looks. And so we saw after the governor was ousted that it was kind of championed that perreo was what won the day, or perreo was what finally forced Ricardo Rosselló out of office, that he couldn't take the intensity of the people's perreo.
Interesting. Let's listen to some of the music that you brought us to that sort of encapsulates the feeling in Puerto Rico. This is by Eddie D. This is Censuarme por Ser Rapero, or Censor Me for Being a Rapper. La gente quiere hacer un nicho de una cosa tonta. Será por eso que tenemos tanta gente en contra, como los del Senado. Pero es bien fácil hablarle sentado en aire acondicionado. Como pateño voy a hacer algo positivo, si todo lo que veo es negativo. Si hablo mi vivencia, dicen que promuevo la violencia. Por lo visto, la democracia es a conveniencia. Nos han puesto un sello, pero la mayoría de nosotros somos más gente que ellos. Dígame, ¿a qué rapero de esta isla lo han acusado de las puertas que han acusado a Mila? Marisol, tell me what Eddie D is talking about there.
Yeah, so this song is really interesting because it comes about in a moment where we actually see a kind of second wave of the policing of rap and kind of proto-reggaeton right before the boom. And in particular, there was a huge crusade in the Senate around policing perreo, the dance in particular, but also the content, the lyrical content of the songs. And the claims were that the artists were promoting obscenities and corrupting women and vulnerable children sexually through the music and through the dancing, that these videos and these songs were pornographic and obscene material. And what we see is Eddie D in the song really challenging the hypocrisy of the Senate and of Puerto Rico's political elite, and saying that actually you're charging these rappers and these artists with promoting obscenities and corrupting the minds and bodies of women and children, but no rapper, and this is what he says in the line that you all played, no rapper had ever been accused of the kinds of crimes that some of the politicians in Puerto Rico had been accused of. In particular, in the clip that you played, he talks about Edison Misla, who was the former president of the Senate, who had been accused of fraud, corruption, and the rape of a minor. He also, in another part of the song, talks about the fact that his diploma was signed by a corrupt politician, Victor Fajardo, who was the education secretary under the first Rosselló, Ricardo Rosselló's father, Pedro Rosselló.
Who actually criminalized underground rap, like we just heard when he was governor of Puerto Rico.
Exactly. So this is interesting because this song comes about during this kind of second wave of repression against the music, but we actually see in the mid-90s these efforts to criminalize artists and the music, and in particular, it ends up being these intense raids in record stores, actually pulling CDs and cassettes off of the shelves and then arresting record store employees.
Okay, the next one that you brought us is a remix of Pereo Intenso. This is featuring Cacerola Girl.
El perreo intenso acaba de comenzar.
Veronica, give our listeners a visual of what's happening in the video that accompanies this song. It's real protest footage of a young woman going up to police on the streets, yelling at them and banging on a metal pan.
Yeah, so Cacerola Girl is like one of those heroes that came up during the protest. She is one of the protesters. She stood up to the police that were wearing riot gear during one of the nights of the protest. And so what the video shows us is a couple images. One is her in front of a line of policemen telling them to their face, you're probably afraid of me, and telling cameramen to point at their faces. And then there's another image of the police marching, and she's banging her pot to the beat of their walk, and saying marching, marching, sort of mocking their walk and how they are responding to right a corrupt official. And so Cacerola Girl is very important because the whole act of banging pots is one of those daily protests that people could do in their homes. They schedule it at 8 p.m. every night in order to protest the corruption. But it also tied to a larger protest in the rest of Latin America. So this is something that we have seen in other parts of Latin America, people doing banging pots, especially to protest hunger and poverty.
Hmm. Okay, the last one that we have time for, you call the ultimate reggaeton breakup song. This is Te Bote, or I Dumped You, by Casper, Neo Garcia, Darrell, a lot of other artists. And first of all, I want to play a clip of how this song was being sung in the streets after Ricardo Rosselló resigned. Such unison there, and then let's listen here to the real song.
Paso mucha noche pensándote, yo no sé ni cómo ni cuándo fue, pero solo sé que yo recordé cómo te lo hacía y aquella vez. Si yo no puedo seguir solo, pero sé que te boté de mi vida, te boté.
So that one obviously makes a lot of sense. They dumped the governor, Ricardo Rosselló.
Yeah, it was really interesting because what we saw was that kind of this hashtag Ricky Te Boté started actually coming about even before it looked like he was getting ready to step down. And the hashtag actually started kind of tracking people going into government buildings, taking down Ricardo Rosselló's pictures from those buildings and putting them in the trash. And then once he did resign, I think the jubilation that the song captures, this feeling as a breakup song, which is like, not only did I dump you, but my life is going to be even better without you.
And do you think that the people of Puerto Rico are going to be singing Te Boté again with the new governor?
I think we might hear some new protest slogans, some new songs coming up, but I think Te Boté might be a mainstay.
That is Marisol Lebrón, who's a professor of Latino studies at the University of Texas, Austin, and Veronica Davila, doctoral student at Northwestern, studying gender expression in reggaeton. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It is NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.